So I don't really have much better, but just to review. So the machlokas was, could you definitely put a pot on the flat, on the fire, on Yontif, even though there's a lot, you can put a lot of pieces of meat in the pot, and then put the whole pot on the fire, and there's going to be extras, right? Because it's one tircha, one action, or one putting on the fire. Even though there's extra pieces, which aren't going to be for Yontif, they're going to be for everything Yontif, that's still okay. Question was, can you put many pieces of bread in the oven? So on the surface, no, because there's many tirchas, you have to do many different separate actions of kneading or whatever, of setting them up, putting them in the oven, taking them off the oven. So that's fine. But the other argument is, Rosh Hashanah says, no, is that since the oven is enhanced by having many breads in there, so therefore you could say it's all under, comes under, it's Aruch HaChol Nafash of Yontif, because the other breads are enhancing the Vishal of Yontif, right, Afi of Yontif, so it's Mutar. Right? So we said, and the question is how you define the ma'isa of the tzohar al nefesh? You define it mechanically, just by the physical action. So physical action, there's five separate actions of putting bread in the oven, and one is for yontif, and four are for chol. You just look at the action, there are four to five separate actions, then you can't say it's an action of yontif, it's not an action of yontif, it's an action of chol. Or do you say you could define it as the human activity? It's one activity of a more abstract definition of the process, is the action in the framework of the human activity, that he is baking an oven full of bread. Since functionally each of the breads are mutually beneficial to one another, so therefore you could say it's one activity of baking bread. And that bread breaking is a tzor yontif, and Astriel uses it for afterwards also, but has the stamp of Tzorach Yontif. And since it's one process, or one activity of baking bread, because there's an idea of baking an oven full of bread, so you know, you could say you don't view it as five separate actions. You view it as one process of baking bread. Right. So that's Tircha, means you view the measure of the actions based upon the physical exertion of the thing. So that's, then you say it's five separate actions, and each one is, you know, for Kavod Yontif. Then only the first one's covered. You can't do the other ones. But the not tircha means you don't define it based on the physical exertion, but you define it based on like the conceptual involvement. Conceptual involvement, they're separate. They're one process. Right. Okay. So the difference for a Marsa, the difference for a, that question is definitely, what's the heter of Tzorach HaNefesh? Do you say the heter is a Maisa of Yontif? The Maisa's definition is a Maisa Shel Yontif. So then you can't say, putting in the other piece of bread, a Maisa Shel Yontif, they're Maisa Shechol. Right? I mean, maybe they have a side benefit, they help Yontif, but the act definition of the action is Chol. Or do you say, no, that the definition that the Matir is any Tzorach Yontif, even a property of Tzorach Yontif in the... In the action is the matir. So when you bake, if this putting in these other breads enhances the yontif food, so then the action is a property of chol nefesh. There's a property in the action. It's true. It's defined as a baking shachol, but it has a tzorach, an enhancement, a kiyam in the food of yontif. So therefore, that's that'll be sufficient if you say this. So the question is do you need the ma'aseh to be defined as a ma'aseh of yontif, or even if it just says a property of tzorach yontif?
How's that a
baking shachol? Oh, baking shachol because you're gonna eat the bread chol. As you're putting it's a separate. This is but according to this, both sides are looking at separate actions. This is like kind of within my thing. As the question is it one action or many actions? Mars is saying it's definitely separate actions. But what's the matir of an action? Is it that the action is defined as a baking shel yontif? The way you define the action is based on its primary function. The primary purpose of the breaking these other breads is for chol. You can eat them a chol. No, each one. No, the first one is a baking shel yontif. There are five separate actions. So the first one that you do is a baking of yontif. But all the other ones you're baking for chol. So therefore they're separate actions. You know, but what do you say? Is it true their actions of chol, but they have a tzorach of yontif, they have benefit to yontif. So you say the matir of yontif is that it has that it benefits, it's a property of the action, that it's tzorach yontif, that's sufficient. Yeah, it's a good svara. The only the problem is I don't think it's Rashi because Rashi's saying it's tircha because it's one tircha. What does it do with tircha? Seem it doesn't really. This is a separate tircha. So what is a separate tircha? What does that have to do with it? But you could defend. I mean, you could answer that question actually within Maharsha svara. You say, what's the idea of Rashi? See, because Rashi, the way he wants to say it, so what's that? Goes by the definition of the action. That's the inaction of Yantif, right? So an action of Sarach of Yantif is Mata. Okay, so what's the difference between putting in 5 pieces of bread versus putting 5 pieces of meat in the pot? Right? Because you put 5 pieces of meat in the pot, you're saying it's one Maisa, and it's a Maisa of Yantif. I mean, Yantif Vichol, but that's the pain that's also good. So why, when you put 5 pieces of bread in the oven, don't you say it's one ma'isa and it's ma'isa of yantav echol? So, all right, and apparently it's good if it's for yantav echol, right? A lot of it can do the thing if it's for yantav echol. So apparently you put the pot on the flame, it's one ma'isa and it's ma'isa of yantav echol. So when you say bake the bread, it's also one ma'isa and it's ma'isa of yantav echol. Right? So that's what you're saying, no, it's because of one tircha. Which is explaining is the reason why it's one ma'isa by the bread, by the baking, and it's 5 mice, I'm sorry, 4 mice by the meat and 5 mice by the bread is because it's separate tircha. Because the action, since it's one tircha, therefore putting the oven on, the pot on the fire is one mice. But the breads are 5 mice because they're 5 separate tirchas. You know, so that's what he's trying, that's what Rashi's trying to show you there. You know, he's trying to show you that achila. Why it is there that's one, there there's 5. Okay, now so I'm saying, so Rashi, what he's doing is he's showing you that the matir is the definition of the action is a maisa shal yantif. And therefore, by the pot, it's one maisa because it's one tircha. It's, physically, it's one maisa, so therefore it's one maisa and maisa shal yantif. But by the bread, it's for many maisa. And therefore, it's you can eat the separate maisa in each one. The first one is the yantif, the other one is the maisa shal. Right? But the other mandamar isn't arguing that it's one ma'isa. He's agreeing it's separate ma'isa. But he holds that the matir, he's not arguing on the tircha point. He's just holding that the matir is not that the definition of the ma'isa is ma'isa chol, but the matir is simply the tzoruch chol, the tzoruch yantif. The matir isn't that it's a ma'isa shal yantif, but simply the tzoruch yantif in the ma'isa is sufficient. Because even if it's a ma'isa chol, but if it has a tzoruch of yantif, if it functions for yantif, then that's also a matir. The tzoruch could be a matir even as a property of an action. It doesn't have to be the definition of the action. Right? According to that way, Rashi's not addressing the machlokas. He's just explaining it in the first shita, which he's on the first shita, about what the difference in two cases is, which sounds like what he's trying to do. You know what I mean? The question though is the second mandama arguing on that distinction and saying, no, either both it's one maisa. No, that's what I'm learning, is that no, they're both one maisa. Because you define the maisa based upon the human activity, and it's all one process. It's all one maisa, it's still defined as yantif. Whereas according to Mars, he'll say, no, he agrees with that chilek, there's two different maisa. But he holds the matir isn't necessarily that it's a maisa, it's all yantif. But the matir is that it's it functions for yantif. Right? Okay, that's good. I think they're both good. Yeah, perhaps each of them could be taken further, but I think they're both good definitions. Say, I mean, if you're going with Maharsha's ways, you could say in the Rambam, I mean, I'm not sure there's different ways, so it's not clear, but he says, Ein ofen v'ashel miyantav mashi yochel b'chol. You can't cook. I've got that which you're going to eat on chol. For the hutra malach hashil tzarech achila, it's not permitted to do makoch sachila elakadei lehanos bav yantif, only in order to have hanah from it on yantif. So I guess what you're saying is it doesn't mean like the action is an action of yantif, but it's your matir the thing in order to have hanah. So that means even if it's a secondary property of the action, it's matir an action of tzorach nefesh if it's in order to have hanah. But it doesn't mean the definition of the action is a ma'isa shal yantif, as long as it's kedei le'anos bo. So as long as you're doing it and it's kedei le'anos bo, then that's fine. Yeah. And now it gets interesting. Okay? Or it soon gets interesting. So it's like Yud Aleph and Beit. Beitza. So If you ask me, how do I know about this Gemara? So there's two ways I think you can know about it. Two different methods. One method is if you look up the Rambam on this thing, so he has four cases, not just three. Well, the Gemara has three, the meat and the filling up the water and the baking bread. Right, but the Rambam adds a case of salty meat. So you're like, oh, the Rambam has a new case. Then you look at the guys in the Nesek Kalim, you know, on the side, and they reference you this Gemara. Okay, so it's a good idea, you know. Look up the Gemaras there, it's the relevant Gemaras. When you're doing Rambam, especially you do Gemara, you look at the Rambam cites other related halachas, look at those Gemaras, right? It's all part of getting the big picture. And also, the Tosis on the next Amud, you know, kind of the reference to you there also. So I can't remember which one, whatever. I think you got it from Rambam. But it's very relevant. So it says, Amir Rishma, Maleach Adam Kama Chatichas Basar Bebas Achas, Af Bishen Tzachal Chatich Achas. So a person can salt many pieces of meat at one time, even though he only needs one piece. Okay, so you have like a bunch of pieces of meat laid out there, and you could salt them. Okay? What's the problem with salting? What's the problem altogether?
It prepares meat for later.
What?
Salting is prepares meat for later.
Okay, what's the problem with it? Salting, yeah, it makes it, prepares it to be able to eat them, but what's wrong with it? Why can't I do it?
Well,
so I'm preparing. Okay, so you're preparing for a chol.
Exactly. Whereas okay. If you really wanted to cook it straight, you could just...
Okay. So maybe that's true. Okay, so let's say, because you're preparing, so even though you're preparing, you can't just straight away salt meat for a chol, but here you're salting it for yantif, but you're doing one salting of many pieces of meat. So therefore, that's allowed. That's what Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yom Shmuel is saying. Okay, Rav Ada bar Ahava. Okay, and this is going to get to a time where you were mentioning yesterday a little bit. Ma'arim u'malach garma garma. Oh, I missed Rashi. Rashi of Bas Achas Techad Tircha L'Kulhu. The reason why the first position holds you can do it is because of one Tircha for all them. You just put salt on all them. It's one Tircha. But it says, but Rav Ada, he tricked. Ma'arim means he made a trick. He was sneaky. Umalach garma garma, and he salted like I think a garma is like a bone. I guess it means like he salted them one at a time. Salted one piece at a time. He made a trick and sold one at a time. What does that mean? Rashi says, "La'achar shemalach zu." After he salted one of them, la'ach la'hayom, in order to eat it today, Omer, he said, "Chaver ta'arva alai la'ach la'hayom." No, I won't eat that one. The next one. And then he'd sold that one. And then he'd do that again. And he'd sold this one. He said, oh, nah, you know, I like that one. That one looks a little better. And before you know it, he ended up salting the whole thing of meat. Okay? Sneaky.
Do you actually have to say that?
No, Rashi says he said it.
Sounds
like it.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm not sure. Like, I don't know who he said it to.
I'm saying it.
Depends on how much
meat you want
to eat.
So it's pretty sneaky, right? This is sneaky. That's a very sneaky move.
Who's he fooling?
Who's he fooling? Good question. Who is he fooling?
It's just himself.
Right. Sounds like a silly kind of thing, right? Doesn't sound like that type of thing should work in halacha, right? In general, in fact, that's why he references, because our Gemara says you can't, as long as you can't do a trick. And the Gemara, our Gemara, in fact, says sometimes tricking is even worse than mezid. Because it's whatever. It's like, you know, it's worse. I mean, in a certain sense, it is worse. I mean, you're going to stumble on it more. I mean, at least mezid, you know you're mezid. I mean, this way, it's like worse, you know? So what's the deal? You're making tricks? Right? But here, I'll ask you a different question. Or maybe an easier question. So what's the deal? The first position says you could salt them all together, right? Because it's one tircha. So what is Rabbi Ada hold? What does he hold about that? Rav Ada's one who salted. What does he hold about it? He did the trick. What does he hold?
Rav Ada.
Rav Ada.
You can do it.
What?
You can't salt
them all. You can't salt them all.
Yeah. You can't.
Oh, so why did he do this trick?
Right, he holds you can't salt it all at once. That's why he had to do the trick.
Alright, so you have to decide. You have to go to one of two ways here, I guess. You could say that he agrees that you're allowed to. But then you have to ask questions. And what's he doing? What's he making a trick for? Just do it straight out. Then you hold you're allowed to. So you let us salt them all at the same time. Then what are you doing? I'll tell you it's even worse then. Because why are you allowed to do them all at the same time? Because it's one tircha. But in Rav Adda's way, it's not one tircha. So you're doing one letzorch yantif, and then the next one, all of a sudden, you're doing a new tircha, totally for chol. Right? Right, so if he agrees that you're allowed to do it straight up, then it would be funny for him to start doing this method of making a trick, right? I mean, you could answer that. You'd have to answer my question. Or you could say that he says, no, you can't do it. Like I am saying, you can't. He argues. He says, you can't salt these pieces, right? Can't salt them all. Therefore, since he holds that you can't salt them all in one shot, therefore he had to devise a trick to be able to salt them all. That was the purpose of his trick. Right? The problem with that is... What's the problem with that?
It's the same as the case with the pot of meat.
Right. Why is it that Rav Adda didn't let you do this if it sounds like the same exact thing as the pot of the meat? And that was Tanaim, right? Mm-hmm. That was the Braisa. I think. Yeah, where am I see this? So yeah, Tanabanan and then Shabbat Lazar. I mean, this is Tanan. Right? Halach Yom Shabbat Lazar. So if you're allowed to do those things, then why is Rada have this problem with this? Assaulting the meats? Right? Like the Ram, for instance, passes them all. You can do them all. They're all together. See, like, same thing? Two issues here. The easier one is what's the machlokas between Ravada and everybody else? Right? Ravada and Shmuel, I guess. Whether or not this case of salting the meat is the same as the case of the, you know, as all these other cases, or not. Okay? And then the second question is, if it isn't, then how did he do this trick? Okay, but that's already more tricky. Okay? And there's a we should deal with that when we go in due time. I mean that's another question which we have to get into this harama. Harama is called this tricking. That's what it is. Harama means it's called harama. Okay, but Tosus is trying to explain it a little bit. So let's. I don't think we can answer that question on our own. We need help with that one.
Actually, the Rush is interesting. I didn't hear what you said, but let's just read the Rush. Tell me what you think he's saying. The Rush says like this. He says that I'm just jumping in the middle, but he says the Afgadah say time of Chal b'Shiyus is a Shmuel. Rav Adda doesn't hold at all by Shmuel's Hatter, by the fact that he can salt them. Why? She'en hachaticha shehu tzarech la miskana b'mashpachas Chal b'licha she'achtichos. First of all, the salting one piece. The fact that you salt many pieces together doesn't enhance the salting of one of them. Like, you want one piece of reactive. So it doesn't enhance its salting by the fact that you simultaneously salt other pieces, like by baking, right? So that's one thing. That would have been one way you could have not do the thing, right? Because we hold that the bread is good, right? Mm-hmm. So that, but he said that's not true. Right? V'gam tzarech la'afoch kol chaticha v'chaticha u'lamolcha. And also, you have to turn over each and every piece and salt it. So therefore, it sounds like he's saying it's like a chayim moshan. It's more than one tircha. You have to turn over all each piece. So there's two ways to do it. I mean, either the two ways, given that we hold like Rosh Hashanah Lazar, either it could be mutter because one tircha. So you're saying, no, you have to flip them all over. Or it could be mutter because they're many tirchas, but it all benefits the for your piece. But that's not true either. Right, so therefore, the Rosh is saying is therefore Rav Adda doesn't go for it. He doesn't go for Shmuel's out there. Yeah, so I guess if that's the case, the question is what was Shmuel thinking? Rosh is giving a pretty good argument.
Yeah, so the thing like this is that we're talking about defining it. How many actions you're defining the thing as, right? Let's go with that idea. How many actions are you doing? Because if you look at this thing as the one action, then it's going to be mutter. This is supposed to be yantif. If you look at it as many actions, then the pieces of meat, which you're doing, they're not the other pieces of meat, are not for yantif. Right? Okay. So the question is, how do you define it as, right? So definitely everyone agrees that if you take a pot and put it on the oven, that's one action. And also everyone agrees that, let's say, that if you...
If you put a lot of pieces of bread in the oven independently, there's many actions. I mean, besides, unless you say my activities far, but whatever, because they're mutual. That's only because they're mutually beneficial. But forgetting about that idea, if you just take a lot of pieces of whatever, something else, not bread, like an hour ovens. Let's say an hour ovens, which they're not mutually beneficial. So you take one, shape one bread, put it in the oven. Shape another bread, put it in the oven. Shape another bread, they're five separate actions. That's not one action, that's five actions. Take a pot, put it in the oven, that's one action. Right? So it's an idea of one action, which happens to be on which includes acting on a pot, which has many objects in it, but it's one action. Then there's five separate actions, five independent, discrete actions. Then there's an idea of where you have quantity in one action. See, when you're pouring on many, let's say you're pouring salt on many pieces of meat. So it's like, it's one action of pouring, but it's you're adding quantity to that. In other words, you're extending the maisa, the one maisa, quantitatively. Right? In other words, you're not just pouring on one piece, but you're pouring it on many. Okay, but it's not like, see, in the baking of the bread, it's like a discrete action. You're shaping this piece of bread, you put it in the oven, fine. You take another piece of bread, you go and you put that in the oven. They're totally distinct actions. Here, it's like you're being ma'arech, you're extending the one action into more quantity than is necessary for yontif. Okay? That's what you're doing. You're extending the quantity of the action. And even if, like in the rush case, the flipping. But I say still, it's not like you flip. Like, presumably, if you think of it as like, if you have ever like marinate chicken or something, you take a lot of it as chicken and you take the pot and flip it around. It's like, there's one piece or many pieces. It's the same action. It happens to be there's more quantity to it. It's not like it depends how you view the thing. It's not like there's like a thing and this is in one corner of the room, another piece in another corner of the room, you flip that one. They're all together and you mush it around. So now it's the same mushing, it's just like it happens to be it's more quantity. If there's more pieces in there, it's a bigger pot or whatever it is. But the idea of the action that you're doing is an action of flipping the pot, spinning the contents of the pot. And the quantity is increased. It's one action with an increased quantity. Okay, where the quantity is being applied to many objects. Okay, so the question is: is that defined as one maisa, or is that defined as many actions? Do you say that it's like you're saying? I think I'm just spelling it out a little more. But is like, do you say the fact that the one action is being extended to many individual chavtzos? That's mechalik it into separate actions. Because I'm extending my action into having many effects on many different objects. Well, you say no, that's merely quantity of the action. And as the action, since it's the same physical action. See, again, it won't work by the bread in the oven because that's discrete actions. You can't view that as one continuous action of putting bread in the oven. You're putting one bread in the oven, then you walk back, But here, because it's done together, you could view that as just quantity in the same action. Or you say no, since it's being... the quantity is extending to one chavtza and another chavtza and another chavtza, that mechalik it into distinct activities, into distinct actions. What's that?
How is it mechalik?
Oh, because you're pouring the salt on one piece of meat, and then you're pouring salt on another piece of meat. Now, it happens to be that you're doing them one after, because of that. You happen to do them in one, so to speak, in one pouring, but essentially you're doing two separate things. I mean, like, I guess, insofar as it's an action which is... I mean, the action is salting a piece of meat. It's a piece of meat, and you're putting salt on it. Now, it happens to be you're doing them all. In a certain sense, it's essentially it's different actions, but you manage to do them like back to back to back to back to back. You know what I mean? Like salting a piece of meat is an action. Salting a piece of meat is another action. They're separate. It's just that you've managed to accomplish them in one fell swoop, so to speak, or in one... It's not really one fell swoop. In one... That's the difference between the pot. In the pot, it's one action. It's not a strong action. Here, you're taking your action and you're adding quantity to it. Because you're taking your pouring, and your pouring is on this one piece of meat. This is really, really the action of pouring this piece of meat ends right here. Right when you finish this piece of meat. But you're extending the quantity of that pouring. See, the question is, you could say is that since each piece of meat, this is the yantif piece. So that's it. My maisa yantif ends right here. Now I'm extending more for them. I'm salting whole pieces now. They're different things. I'm salting this piece and I'm salting those pieces. Or do you say, no, that it's It's what I'm doing is I'm not doing a new action of salting the whole pieces. What I'm doing is I'm extending my salting of Yontif to include the other pieces as well. So the extension is basically an extension of the same Maisa. You know? Because mechanically, so to speak, in terms of what the guy physically is doing, he's merely extending the action that he did. But in terms of the effect or whatever, it's really two different things. Really, it's salting this piece and salting that piece.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's
the Mechanic. Right. You're right. The chafta is mechalik, because it's being done to a different chafta. But it's like the quantity, the additional quantity, it is to a different chafta. See, it's not like by the meat, by putting the pot on the oven. You can't say chafta is mechalik because it's really one action. So mechanically, one thing, I'm pushing the pot on the oven. But here, you're taking the mechanically, you're extending the quantity of the pouring. So you're taking the pouring. You could have stopped right there. See, there's no way you put the pot on the oven. The pot's on the oven. There's no, you can't do half the pot. It's a pot. Mm-hmm. So here you take the salting and you could stop right now. You're done. Mm-hmm. But you're extending it. So that extension is saying I'm salting. What you say now? I'm salting my other pieces. I'm salting this piece. I'm salting that piece. I'm salting that piece. Mm-hmm. So he says so you could say is that there. So insofar as the effect of the action, I'm doing many actions. The fact that I happen to do them back to back to back to back is an accidental thing. What do you say is that since I'm doing it, to framing the person, I'm doing one pouring and I'm just extending in a quantity. The fact that it happens to be applying on many pieces of meat is irrelevant. You know, it's easier to see it in the pouring, but I think in the Rosh's case, and he says you have to flip each piece. I don't think he means like the case of you baking the bread where you have to shape each piece of bread and then put it in the oven, because then it's the same thing. That's a good point. But I think he means like in the thing, it's gonna be all in one pot, and you're gonna have to flip the pot, and it's a bigger stuff. You're gonna have to kick your hands on the hole, whatever. But it's not. I'm saying, I'm learning. It's not like really the discrete. They won't be discrete actions. If they're really like so big of a pot or something like that, then you have like a whole big you know, it's like one side of the room, and it's a room full of pieces of meat that you're salting, and you're gonna have to flip this one, and then go over there and flip that one. Then it would be like the bread. Then it's like the. And it's like the chicken, then it's like the bacon case, right? But I'm learning it means that it's like they're together. They're in like a dish. I mean, I think, like you say, if you marinate chicken, if you take like, depends how many pieces you have, but you have like chicken cutlets. So you put them all in the thing, you put the sauce in, and then you start flipping it. Now, if there's one and there's one, then it's quantitatively a bigger action, but it's not like I'm doing five actions. I'm extending my quantity of my flipping to five things. But it's because they could be like in one kli. So it's one turning. You could basically say it could be done through one like extended action. But in the baking, you can't put one extended action of putting one thing in an oven, putting another thing in an oven. It's a different thing. It's taking it from the counter to the oven. I mean, here it's in one kli, and you're gonna flip the contents of the kli over. You know. Yeah. Mind the Russians doesn't mean that you're doing is you're turning over each piece individually. And you turn up one piece and then you salt it. You turn up another piece and then you salt it. Because then it's then a separate action. That would be the same as the bread. But it's like you take the efficient way to do it, presumably, is you put it in the kli. I think they have it. I think it's called the gigas or something. And that's what they use in Hebrew. That's what it's called.
Gigas?
Yeah. I think they have a malicha. And you take a big, like, a gigas or a big kli, and you put them all together, and then you put the salt on top of the kli, on top of all the pieces, and then you flip it over. I mean, why are you going to take each one? Why should you flip one at a time? Right? It's not an efficient way to do it, right? I mean, if you want to, for instance, put a sauce on a chicken, and you put it all together in one clean. You don't do put one piece. Why would you do one piece at a time? So it's not an efficient way to do it. So he doesn't mean that you're doing a separate, discrete action on each piece. But he's saying is that you're extending your action to many pieces. Therefore, it's defined as many actions. You're gonna have to you relate to the pieces individually. So if you buy a pot, you relate to the pot. But here, you relate to the pieces. You're pouring the salt. The salt is like you have to pour the salt on each piece, and you have to flip over each piece being flipped over. And the pot, you don't do anything. The pot is all is one big thing. You put it on the thing.
So if you had that gigas,
his point is that you relate to the salting as salting many pieces of meat, even if you can mechanically do them in one extended action. But you relate the salting relates to the pieces individually. Because you have to pour the salt on each one and make sure each of them gets flipped and it's appropriately. Now, it could be you can manage to do it mechanically in one swoop as opposed to by the bread, which is impossible. But essentially, the process, you relate to the process as being a process that relates to those five different things, which I'm doing concurrently. You know, but that's the question. If I'm doing five things concurrently, do you define that as one action? in one extended action, or you say, no, that since it's the five things and I relate to it individually, so therefore it's defined as five separate actions. The point is, it's like, it's not a simple matter as taking a pot and putting it on the oven. Because you have to make sure every piece gets the salt. So you have to, you can't just pour salt. I mean, you have to, first of all, when you're pouring it, you have to make sure it gets distributed evenly on all of them. And then when you flip it, you have to make sure, how are you going to flip all the whole pot? I mean, you have to make sure that all the pieces get flipped. So it involves making, you know, involves relating to the pieces individually. But it still can be done in one continuous thing. One continuous, one extended action. Yeah, okay. So what I'd like to do next week is that thing of the Myra, the trick which he's doing. And in order to do that, I think you have to do the Gemara on Amud Beis. He's on Amud Beis. The Tosfos explains it. Okay, so, but I think it's Shayach to do, I have to look. I mean, we have to do a little bit of the Gemara further, but it's the Tosfos of Bavad Shalayara. That's where he explains it. Okay, Tosfos and Rashi, I think. Yeah, Rashi and Tosfos, both of them, on that Gemara. Yeah, exactly. They both explain it. So we're going to have to read a little bit further than I go on. Okay?